Blog Talk Radio.
To you live as we do every Monday at this time. Thanks for listening and being part of the voice of Eastern Airlines. It's always great talking about the Eastern family, both old and new. Remember, you can always listen to the radio show on your computer by going to www.ealradioshow.com. Or even more direct connection by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Captain Eddie. Our sponsor's website, www.repaonline.com, also carries the icon connection. Of course, this is the Retired Eastern Pilots Association website. The other way is to just call into the radio show's on live phone number, 213-816-1611. This will put you right into the queue with other callers. You may even want to join the conversation or ask the host or guest a question. We encourage you to add to our show by coming and joining with us. You know, it's always fun to do a show like Eastern's Tonight Show where we can talk with former Eastern family members. It's an Eastern Airlines show. Talking to Eastern Airlines people. We'll introduce our guests right after we get flight number 294 in the air. Dorothy, are you there?
Flight attendants, prepare for departure, please. Captain, we have completed the cabin departure announcements and we're secure for departure.
Thanks, Dorothy. Don, let the tower know that we're ready for takeoff, please, sir.
Sure. Miami Tower, Eastern 294, is ready for takeoff.
Roger, Eastern 294. Winds are from the west at 5 knots. You're cleared for takeoff on runway 27 left.
Roger, Miami Tower, Eastern 294. Confirm runway 27 left, and we're on the roll.
We're doing a different type show tonight, a show of music and history. Some of the major cities served by Eastern Airlines were associated by great songs. And we want to give you the song and year and a little of what Eastern accomplished when the song was written and was popular. There is no certain order that we have tonight, and we hope you will sit back and enjoy the music and history of these great songs, these great Eastern cities.
Well, number one song that we're talking about tonight is By the Time You Get to Phoenix. It's a song written by Jimmy Webb, originally recorded by Johnny Rivers in 1965, and was covered by the American country music singer Glen Campbell on his album of the same name. Released on Capitol Records in 1967, Campbell's version topped the RMP, a Canadian country track, reaching number two on the Billboard's Hot Country Single chart, won two awards at the 10th Annual Grammys. Broadcast Music Incorporated named it the third most performed song from 1940 to 1990. The song was ranked number 20 on the BMI Top 100 Songs of the Century. Frank Sinatra called it the greatest torch song ever written. In January 1967, Mackey Airlines was merged into Eastern System. In February, DC-9 Series 10 placed into service on the Air Shuttle. In June, new service started to Portland and Seattle. Later in the year, started flying charters for the U.S. Air Force Military Airlift Command, called MAC. We have the second song for tonight. After...
Well, let's play this song right now, and it's By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Just, here we go. It's on the turntable, spinning.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
Our number two song, a popular song, Moon Over Miami, was written in 1935 by songwriters Joe Burke and Edgar Leslie. The popular song Moon Over Miami was written in 1935 by songwriters Joe Burke and Leslie. The most popular version was Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, released by Victor Records. There was also a later version in 1945 by Vaughn Monroe, released by RCA Victor Records. On January 1st, 1935, Captain E.V. Rickenbacker was named General Manager of Eastern Airlines Division of North American Aviation. In July the operation and maintenance base was moved from Atlanta to Miami. On October 14th, the last open cockpit airmail flight by a scheduled carrier was made by Captain Shelley Charles in a Picard mail wing from Chicago to Atlanta, and continue on to Jacksonville by Captain J.F. Beckman. At the end of 1935, Eastern had 14 DC-2s and 5 Lockheed Electras, and there was 589 employees. Here's the song.
Tropical twilight descending signals the end of the day. Palm trees are bowing and bending to all the sweethearts who say, moon over Miami, shine on my love and me, so we can stroll beside the roll of the rolling sea. Moon over Miami, shine on as we begin a dream or two that may come true when the tide comes in. Hark to the song of the smiling troubadour, hark to the throbbing guitar, hear how the waves offer thunderous applause, after each song to the stars. Over Miami, you know we're waiting for a little love, a little kiss on Miami troubadour, hark to the throbbing guitar, hear how the waves offer thunderous applause, after each song to the stars. Moon over Miami, you know we're waiting for a little love, a little kiss on Miami.
Steve?
Chicago is a popular song written by Fred Fisher and published in 1922. The original sheet music variously spelled the title Toddling and or Todding. The song has been recorded by many artists, but the best-known version is by Frank Sinatra. The song notably mentions evangelist Billy Sunday as having not been able to shut down the city. The song was featured in H.C. Porter's 1936 film, The Story of Virgins and the Irene Castle, starring Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. It was later performed by Sinatra in the 1957 movie in which he starred, The Joker is Wild. The song was also featured in the opening and closing credits of the 1942 movie Road Hard, starring Ginger Rogers and Adolphe Menju. 5 years after the song was written, Pitcairn Aviation, predecessor of Eastern Air Transport, awarded New York Atlanta overnight airmail service. Pitcairn was the lessee of the Richmond Airport and has issued a permit to build a hangar and shop at a cost of $14,000. In November, Pitcairn is awarded Atlanta Miami airmail contract. During 1927, Pitcairn 16,051 passengers carried from its operations in Philadelphia at Pitcairn Field. At the close of the year, Pitcairn is operating out of Richmond, Greensboro, Spartanburg, Atlanta, as well as Philadelphia headquarters. Now, let's go listen to Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet you bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. Ah, State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. The time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, Chicago.
From New York, New York, or better known as just plain old New York, New York, is the theme song from the Martin Scorsese film New York, New York that was released in 1977. It was composed by John Kander with lyrics by Fred Ebb. It was written for and performed in the film by Liza Minnelli. It remains one of the best remembered songs about New York City. In 2004, it finished number 31 out of a survey of the top tunes from the American cinema. In 1979, the song was recorded by Frank Sinatra for his album trilogy, Past, Present, Future, and has since become closely associated with him. He occasionally performed it live with Minnelli as a duet. Sinatra recorded it a second time for his 1993 album, Duets, with Tony Bennett. In Eastern news from 1977, the A300 Bravo 4 Airbus, A300B4 Airbus service started. 17 new aircraft were added to the fleet, including the four A300s under a test program. The variable earnings program also started. 1978 was the 50th anniversary for Eastern. The employee count was up to 37,100 employees, and Eastern carried 37.448 million passengers with a fleet of 257 aircraft. On October 24, 1978, the Deregulation Act was passed. Eastern conducted a study made on a possible merger with National Airlines. And the airline also eliminated service at Memphis, Macon, Roanoke, Akron Canton, and Chattanooga. Now, let's listen to the chairman of the board sing New York, New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
Charles, and written for the famous Fats Domino. Domino was the hero of Charles. Domino had previously recorded the Charles tune, Before I Go Too Old. Excuse me. When Domino stopped on a tour in Lafayette, Louisiana, he invited Charles into the dressing room. He regretted he did not have a copy of his new record to give to Charles, but invited him to come to visit him in Domino's home in New Orleans. Charles replied, "I don't have a car. If I did go, I'd have to walk." Afterwards, the thought remained in Charles's mind, and he said he wrote the song for Fats Domino in 15 minutes. After he got to New Orleans to accept Domino's invitation, Charles sang "Walking to New Orleans." Fredomino was enthusiastic about the number and made a few modifications to it, including adding a quote from his earlier hit, "Ain't That a Shame." Dave Bartholomew made an orchestration for the backup band, and Domino with Bartholomew and band recorded in Cosmico Mesa Studio on Rompod Street. I'm not sure how I did that. In 1960, the first DCA flight, January 24th, 1960. Major building program at Miami base with a few jet hangars and engine overhaul shop with jets test cells. New terminals at Atlanta and Miami opened. Sarasota added the system in January with Captain Jack Lambie on the first flight. It carried 8.96 million passengers with a fleet of 208 aircraft.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey, till you spent all my money. No use for you to cry, I see you by and by. Well, I'm walking to New Orleans. No time for talking, I've got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home, that's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
It's hard to find a signature song about Atlanta, Eastern's main hub. But we did find one sung by Marty Balin in his 1981 album. Two top 40 singles were released, Hearts, a U.S. number 8 hit, and also his biggest as a solo artist, An Atlanta Lady, U.S. number 27. The album rose to number 35 on the Billboard charts. At Eastern in 1981, service started to Barranquilla, Colombia. New theme, America's Favorite Way to Fly, and a strike by airline traffic controllers in August. Low fares of new deregulated carriers cut deeply into revenue. Loss for the year, $65.9 million, and fuel costs is up 18% over 1980. 1,500 full-time employees and 1,000 part-time employees were laid off. Here is Marty Balin's song, Atlanta Lady.
I want my arms around.
I Left My Heart in San Francisco is a popular song written in the fall of 1953 in Brooklyn, New York, by George Corey and Douglas Cross, and best known as a signature song of Tony Bennett. In 1962, the song was released as a single by Bennett on Columbia Records as a B-side to Once Upon a Time. It peaked at number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was also included on the album of the same name. The song is one of the official anthems for the city of San Francisco. When the song was written over at Eastern Airlines, the DC-3s retired after January 1953. 30 Super C Constellations were ordered. The first 25-year pins were made, which was the hat in the ring with a diamond. The Span of Flight Air Show celebrated EAL's 25th anniversary. EAL's new theme, Confidence. Rickenbacker becomes chairman of the board of EAL, and Tom Armstrong becomes president. The last DC flight on January 31st was flown by Captains H.T. Merrill, Joe Pasteras, and pilot Jay Spiker. Excuse me. Now here's that famous song.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun will shine for me.
Meet Me in St. Louis is a musical film made by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and released in 1944, divided into a series of seasonal vignettes starting with summer 1903. It relates the story of a year, the life of the Smith family in St. Louis, leading up to the opening of the Louisiana Purchase Exposition, more commonly referred to as the World's Fair in the spring of 1904. The picture stars Judy Garland, Margaret O'Brien, Mary Astor, Lucille Brenner, Tom Drake, Leon Ames, Marjorie Main, June Lockhart, and Joan Carroll. The movie was adapted by Irving Brechter and Fred Finkelhoff from a series of the short stories by Sally Benson, originally published in the New Yorker magazine under the title 5135 Kensington, and later in novel form as Meet Me in St. Louis. The film was directed by Vincent Minnelli, who met Garland on the set and later married her. It was the second highest grossing picture of the year, only behind Going My Way. Garland debuted to standards the trolley song The Boy Next Door and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, all of which later became hits after the film was released. Arthur Freed, the producer of the film, also wrote and performed one of the songs. Captain Rickenbacker signs contract with Curtis Wright for 10 CW-20s, C-46s, canceled later. Also signed up for 14 Constellations and some DC-4s from the Navy. Here's the song of that year.
When Louis came home to the flag, but no wifey he found. So he said, where can Flossie be at? A note on the table he spied. He read it just once, then he cried. It ran, Louie dear, it's too slow for me here, so I think I will go for a ride. Meet me in St. Louis, Louie, meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie. I will be your tootsie-wootsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louie, meet me at the fair.
Published in the Boston Globe on July 16, 2013, jazz trumpeter Sousa plays Tribute to the Hudson's Heart by Bill Buettler, Globe correspondent. Meet Me in the City is the name of Johnny Sousa's new CD. On Thursday night at Giles, the Boston trumpeter vocalist met a room full of fans, friends, and family in the Inman Square Club for an enjoyable, unashamedly boisterous celebration of the city that inspired it. Two more Sousa originals followed, their Boston connection spelled out loud and clear in their titles, Back Bay Bossa, and featured Abadi and Sousa switching to flute and flugelhorn, Boston Hubbub My Heart, including a swinging trumpet solo by the leader's son, guest soloist Johnny Sousa III. The tune's lyrics, built around the city's touristy selling points, delighted the partisan crowd. Johnny Sousa's recorded version of the song has been heard at Fenway Park, and Johnny has performed the song live at Symphony Hall in Boston and at charitable events, political events, and special events throughout Boston. Boston strong. As far as Eastern, well, Eastern 2013 did not post any activities for Eastern Airlines. We do know what the city of Boston's importance was to our company for sure. We like the song and hope you will too.
If you like a horrid pace and you're up to stepping out, tell you about a happening place all the nation raves about. You will find every day that it's taking your breath away, Boston. Hub of my heart. Take a stroll along the Charles and across to Harvard Square. Spend a day at Faneuil Hall. Other cities can't compare. You will find every day that it's taking your breath away. Boston, hub of my heart. Visit our harbor, but don't ask for tea. I suggest you order the lobster in a bowl of chowder just for me. Take a trip to Fenway Park, watch the Red Sox beat New York. New Year's Eve with a Boston Pops, grab a bottle, pop the cork. You'll find every day that is taking your breath away, Boston, hub of my heart. I suggest you order the lobster and a bowl of chowder just for me. Paul Revere made his right here while his patriots split the land. Today our Pats are number one. This world champ you will find every day that is taking your breath away. Boston, hub of my heart. Boston, not Chicago, that wonderful town. Boston, not the Big Apple, not Fred Lulu. Boston, not LA, Detroit, San Fran, or Philly. Boston, hub of my heart.
Three more days, we celebrate a day set aside for all Americans. For many of us, the meaning of Thanksgiving usually includes feasting, four-day weekends, football games, floats, family reunions, or a forerunner to Christmas festivities. The first Thanksgiving, however, was neither a feast nor a holiday, but a simple gathering. Following the Mayflower's arrival at Plymouth Rock on December 11, 1620, the Pilgrims suffered the loss of 46 of their original 102 colonists. With the help of 91 Indians, the remaining Pilgrims survived the bitter winter and yielded a bountiful host in 1621. In celebration, a traditional English harvest festival lasting 3 days brought the Pilgrims and natives to unite in a Thanksgiving observance.
Well, this Thanksgiving meal would not be celebrated again until June of 1676. On June 29th, the community of Charlestown, Massachusetts, proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving for their good fortune. Ironically, this celebration included the Indians, as the colonists recognized their recent victory over the heathen natives. 100 years later, on October of 1777, all 13 colonies participated in one-time Thanksgiving celebration, which commemorated the patriotic victory over the British in the Saratoga. It would take a span of more than 150 more years to establish Thanksgiving as we celebrate it. George Washington proclaimed it a national holiday in 1789. Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November in 1863, and Congress sanctioned it as a legal holiday in 1941. Chuck?
The meaning of Thanksgiving has undergone numerous transitions, an expression of gratitude for survival, a council's recognition of its flourishing community, submission of the local natives, the defeat over the British, resulting in a collection of our nation's traditions and values. Over the centuries, families added their customs to the Thanksgiving celebration, preserving that which they held most precious. Together in unity, it is refreshing and invigorating when people come together in celebration of a common purpose. It is a reconciliation of differences as well as a time of healing. In sharing our victories as well as our struggles, we find strength and hope. To teach the young in stories we told, each generation brings purpose and significance to the richness of their heritage. Faded pictures, sentimental knickknacks, even the prayer of Thanksgiving before the meal, all form a Thanksgiving family legacy. To prepare the heart in gratitude, we humbly reflect upon all the gifts, family, friends, health, that saturate our lives. By giving thanks, we choose to extend ourselves and give to others less fortunate. Out of the abundance of our hearts, we are able to offer our resources to help others. Jim?
In the Bible, the meaning of thanksgiving reflected adoration, sacrifice, praise, or an offering. Thanksgiving was a grateful language to God as an act of worship. Rarely, if ever, was thanksgiving extended to any person or thing except God. These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God, which with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. That was Psalms 42:4. Long before the colonists celebrated their successes, Nehemiah assembled two great choirs to give thanks for God's faithfulness in rebuilding the wall. The Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully in dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. That's in Nehemiah. The true meaning of thanksgiving focuses upon relationship. Thanksgiving is a relationship between God and man. Upon their arrival at New Plymouth, the pilgrims composed the Mayflower Compact, which honored God. Thanksgiving begins with acknowledging God as faithful, earnestly giving him thanks in advance for his abundant blessings. In everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving present, your request to God. That's Philippians 4:6. Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart that reinforces an intimate relationship with God. Personally, I'm thankful for my family, for those near to me, for those of the Eastern family that have been my family since 1963. And still is my family, even though the airline is not in existence, the airline that I knew. So the family of Eastern is still there, and that's what I'm thankful for, among many, many things that I could recall. So many things that I'm thankful for, health, family, And I'd like to hear some of your thoughts of our host and listeners. We have a board that's completely lit up. And just quickly, if you'd like to give your thoughts about this Thanksgiving 3 days from now.
Well, I'm thankful I got my phone back to work. This is Chuck. Actually, I'm really thankful for the people who defend this country, the veterans. If it wasn't for them, that the freedom that we have observed every day of our lives would not be there. So I'm very thankful for what they give this country and to me personally.
Well, listeners, I am Steve, and I am so thankful for my wife, Glenda, who has been my wife for almost 60 years now. And she has been my rock and my foundation, and also for my family. I'm so blessed with three wonderful children and nine wonderful grandchildren, and we are just so thankful for all of the blessings that have been bestowed upon us over the many, many years. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Well, I'm very thankful for my family who immigrated here from Italy, who brought me the heritage of the Italian family that I have, for my dad, who was great and honored the country when he was an immigrant and hadn't even been naturalized and fought for our country, for my family and all of the departed in my family, for my friends and the Eastern family, and most of all, for Don. Thank you, God.
we do have an area code up in Canada. Are you still listening? I think area code 416.
Hello there.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Hi, it's Renee. We just had our Thanksgiving a little bit before you, and I'm really pleased to see what you're doing with the Eastern and commemorating the history of our airline, as you call it, as we call it. And I just acknowledge you guys for a tremendous, tremendous show, and hope that your Thanksgiving is going to be a great one.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Renee. It's always good to hear from you, and hope it's not all snowed in up there. Is it this time of year right now? Do you have some white stuff on the ground?
Well, thank you for reminding me. We have about three. We have enough already.
Well, I'm very thankful. I'm thankful I'm not there in where you are, nice and cold. I'm thankful I'm here in Fort Lauderdale, where it's really, really warm.
Well, 32 isn't too bad up here.
Oh, God.
We're used to it.
We have an area code 111111111, whatever that means. If you would like to make a comment, that area code, I'm not privy to where that originates from, but would you like to make a comment? Nope. Okay. Any
I've
other?
I've heard of area code 1111.
I think that's when someone calls from a U.S. possession. I think that's what it comes up as.
Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, 011. That's right. 011.
Well, it could be Guam or
111.
Saipan or something like that.
My associate producer, Emery Martinelli, is looking it up on Google. If Google doesn't know.
And so am I.
That's been on our board for a while back. I remember it used to appear a lot, and I forgot exactly what that was all about. Not valid. It says not valid. So maybe it's
the international calling code always begins with 011, so it could be 011 and then the following.
Well, at any rate, we won't get a comment from that area code. But I certainly hope that everyone does have a wonderful Thanksgiving with their family and their friends this Thanksgiving and coming up the season. And here in Jacksonville, Florida, we got down to 30 degrees, and I understand Steve was, in the 20s, Steve Thompson?
Yes, 27 degrees with a 35, 40-knot wind.
Well, let's
see. Well, you're the winner tonight. Give that man a happy doll.
Let's see who's the warmest at this time of year. It's got to be Dorothy and Don.
Yay!
You're the winner.
Yeah, right now it's 62 degrees.
Wow.
Rub it in.
Hey.
Rub it in.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about what we used to have for our Thanksgiving dinner, which is traditional as far as the turkey goes, but it was always stuffed with an Italian stuffing of cream cheese and egg batter, almost similar to what you would find in a ravioli. We always had the Thanksgiving turkey, but we also had my father's famous raviolis, which we would wait for that more than we wanted the turkey. It was just a great meal, and you'd find every sister or brother, and my mother had 9 children, and one had died, so we had 8 that would come and visit every single year, Christmas and Thanksgiving, because of the raviolis. And that's the truth. It really is.
Dorothy, I had the pleasure of sitting at your table just a week ago.
About our Thanksgiving.
And I certainly would love to sit at one of your Thanksgiving meals because you are a fantastic preparer of food. I don't want to say cook, but you do a fantastic job. And folks, she's going to have her cookbook out very soon. And you've got to read that book. I mean, it's a book of it's a travel book. Actually, it takes you to Italy and some wonderful recipes.
Somebody's got to test all this stuff.
poor Don, he has to go to these gourmet meals every single night. I mean,
it's a curse, but I live with it. Hey, Dorothy.
Yes.
Tell them about our Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, Thanksgiving, we've been invited as guests to go with Ed Slain, who caters at a restaurant, a whole Thanksgiving dinner for 20 people. And
wow.
So he invited Don and I to join him. Originally, I had called to see if he'd like to join us at the restaurant. So when he invited us, I canceled our plans, and we're going to join Ed Slain. So we're thankful that we've met him through our Eastern family, and it should be a wonderful experience for us.
Well,
we can't wait to be there.
And please, Dorothy and Don, give Ed the best to him for the holidays.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. And now let's get flight 294 back on the ground. Steve.
Yes, Miami Tower. It's Eastern 294. Do you read?
Yes, I read.
Yeah, we just crossed the Miami Beach shoreline about 10 miles out, and we're requesting a straight in to runway 28 right.
Eastern flight 294, this is Miami Tower, and you're cleared to straight in. To land on runway 28 right, winds are light and variable from the west at 10 miles an hour, and the present temperature at the airport is 82 degrees. Don't we wish?
Oh, what
really.
A wonderful temperature. And Roger, Miami Tower, Eastern 294, and here we come. We're cleared to land on runway 28 right.
Jim Hart, you still with us?
I am right here, just waiting for that music. It's awfully low. Great landing, Captain Steve. We had a great show tonight, folks. Mr. Producer, another outstanding job at the board. You know it's always fun when we talk about Eastern Airlines and the place we work and the stories that we used to tell. We feel we truly earn the title of the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. And it's all because of you, our callers, our listeners, our guests, our hosts and sponsors, as well as the REPA, Retired Eastern Pilots Association. We look forward to our Eastern family and friends joining us next week as we broadcast our 295th Eastern show, traveling aboard our EAL radio show, Boeing 737-800. We hope you'll be with us, and once again, as we file our flight plan for the destination, as yet not to be determined. Until then, we all say, good night, Eastern. We love you,
Eastern.
Love you, Eastern.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
To all.